1 Kings, chapter 11. Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. Of the nations concerning which Yahweh said to the sons of Israel, "You will not go among them, neither will they come among you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods." Solomon stuck to these women in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass, when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart wasn't perfect with Yahweh his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom the detestable thing of the Ammonites. And Solomon did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and did not go fully after Yahweh, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh the detestable thing of Moab, in the mount that is before Jerusalem, and for Molech the detestable thing of the sons of Ammon. And so he did for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon, because his heart was turned away from Yahweh, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. And had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he did not keep that which Yahweh commanded. Therefore Yahweh said to Solomon, "Since this was done of you, and you haven't kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely rend the kingdom from you, and will give it to your slave. Notwithstanding in your days I will not do it, for David your father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of your son. Nevertheless I will not rend away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to your son, for David my slave's sake, and for Jerusalem's sake which I have chosen." And Yahweh raised up an adversary to Solomon, Hadad the Edomite, he was of the king's seed in Edom. For it came to pass, when David was in Edom, and Joab the captain of the host went up to bury the slain, and had struck every male in Edom. For Joab and all Israel remained there 6 months, until he had cut off every male in Edom. That Hadad fled, he and certain Edomites of his father's slaves with him, to go into Egypt, Hadad being yet a small lad. And they arose out of Midian, and came to Paran, and they took men with them out of Paran, and they came to Egypt, to Pharaoh king of Egypt, who gave him a house, and appointed him victuals, and gave him land. And Hadad found great favor in the sight of Pharaoh, so that he gave him as wife the sister of his own wife, the sister of Tapines the queen. And the sister of Tapines bore him Genuboth his son, whom Tapines weaned in Pharaoh's house, and Genuboth was in Pharaoh's house among the sons of Pharaoh. And when Hadad heard in Egypt that David slept with his fathers, and that Joab the captain of the host was dead, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me depart, that I may go to my own country." Then Pharaoh said to him, "But what have you lacked with me, that, look, you seek to go to your own country?" And he answered, "Nothing, nevertheless only let me depart." And God raised up another adversary to him, Rezin the son of Eliada, who had fled from his lord Hadadezer king of Zobah. And he gathered men to him, and became captain over a troop, when David slew them of Zobah, and they went to Damascus, and dwelt in it, and reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary to Israel all the days of Solomon, besides the mischief that Hadad did, and he abhorred Israel, and reigned over Syria, and Jeroboam the son of Nebat, an Ephraimite of Zereda, a slave of Solomon, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow, he also lifted up his hand against the king. And this was the reason why he lifted up his hand against the king. Solomon built Millo, and repaired the breach of the city of David his father. And the man Jeroboam was a mighty man of valor, and Solomon saw the young man that he was industrious, and he gave him charge over all the labor of the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time, when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem, that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite found him in the way. Now Ahijah had clad himself with a new garment, and both of them were alone in the field. And Ahijah laid hold of the new garment that was on him, and rent it in 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, "Take for yourself 10 pieces, for this is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, look, I will rend the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon, and will give 10 tribes to you. But he will have one tribe, for my slave David's sake and for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Because they have forsaken me, and have worshipped Ashtoreth the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh the god of Moab, and Milcom the god of the sons of Ammon, and they have not walked in my ways, to do that which is right in my eyes, and to keep my statutes and my ordinances, as did David his father. Nevertheless, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, but I will make him prince all the days of his life, for David my slave's sake whom I chose, who kept my commandments and my statutes. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, and will give it to you, even 10 tribes. And to his son I will give 1 tribe, that David my slave may have a lamp always before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen me to put my name there. And I will take you, and you will reign according to all that your soul desires, and will be king over Israel. And it will be, if you will listen to all that I command you, and will walk in my ways, and do that which is right in my eyes, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as David my slave did, that I will be with you, and will build you a sure house, as I built for David, and will give Israel to you. And I will for this afflict the seed of David, but not forever. Solomon sought therefore to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam arose, and fled into Egypt, to Shishak king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, and all that he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the acts of Solomon? And the time that Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel was 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead.